And if there's something up a tree that I need to get, I'd have to
climb that tree.
If I did it yesterday, I'd say yesterday I.
Yeah.
Yesterday I.
Climb that tree.
Right, okay. What about if a little child is getting ready to go to bed and he's going to say his prayers first?
Yeah.
You'd say he got down, he did what beside the bed?
Knelt down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're feeling kind of tired, you might say, well, I think I'm just going to, for a while,
lay down.
Okay. Or talking about somebody who was mighty sick, you might say, well, so-and-so couldn't even sit up. He just in bed.
Too sick, yeah.
In other words, he just in bed all day.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if I bring my foot down real hard on the floor like that? You say I
stomp the floor.
Okay. Or talking about sleeping, if you're sleeping, you might begin to see things in your sleep. You say you begin to
dream.
Right. If you were talking about doing that last night, you say last night I
dreamed.
Okay. You ever hear people around here say dreamt?
Yeah. I dreamt so-and-so last night.
Okay. Or say if my car got stuck in the mud, I might ask somebody to get behind me and give me a...
Sure.
Anything to say?
Push.
Sure. Okay. Or if I'm got something real heavy, like a trunk or something,
yeah.
Instead of just saying I carried that thing for so many blocks, I might say I
toted it.
When you say tote, does that necessarily mean you got a hold of something heavy? Or?
Yeah. No, well, not necessarily heavy. If you got a little something in a paper bag, you're toting it or carrying it.
Mm-hmm. Means the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this expression? Say a woman's cooking in the kitchen and a lot of little children around.
Yeah.
She might say, well, now that oven's real hot, so...
Don't get burnt.
Right, or don't touch.
Yeah.
Okay. When you were growing up, did you ever play any kind of game where the children chased each other around or tagged each other, something like that?
Yeah. Play tag.
Did you have a place that you could run to where they couldn't get you, where you'd be safe?
Oh, yeah. Call that the base.
That was the base.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody call it the goal, or was it always the base?
Always the base, never called it the goal.
All right. And when you threw a ball, the other guy was supposed to
catch it.
Right. And if you talked about doing that yesterday, you'd say, he threw it and I
caught it.
Okay. And if you got, say, a hired man who hadn't been doing his job,
yeah,
you might say, well, I hate to do it, but old so-and-so hadn't been producing, looks like I'm going to have to
fire him.
Okay, or maybe I'm going to have to get
another man in his place.
Mm-hmm. What about get rid of him or something like that?
Yeah.
Ever heard anybody, instead of saying get rid of, say get shed of?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard all of them expressed.
That means the same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Okay. And that hired man might come back after he got fired and say, oh, come on, just give me another.
Yeah, change.
Okay. We're talking about a man who's always smiling and has nice things to say about people. You might say, well, he sure seems to have a good sense of
humor.
Right, okay. We'll be through in about 15 minutes. Okay. Say if a little boy left something of his out that was valuable,
yeah,
and when he got back it was gone, he might say, well, all right, who
got it?
Or who, like if they meant to take it,
yeah,
and not give it back to him,
stole it.
Sure, okay. What about if you wanted to get in touch with somebody and not call them on the phone, you just sit down and